Everyone.
昨天是 Halloween.
And last night we know it was Halloween.
不晓得有没有人到你们家 trick or treat.
So I don't know if anyone came to your house to trick or treat.
或者是你的孩子吵着要在学校参加这个 Halloween 的一些游行。
Or whether your children wanted to join some of the Halloween activities at school.
我们移民到这个国家会接受到一些新的文化崛起的一些冲击。
Yeah, after we immigrate to the new country, we'll be met with many different cultures and traditions.
很多节期对我们来讲是新的。
And many holidays are new to us.
那这些节期只有是一种传统问题而已吗？
And,
或者是一种文化问题而已吗？
Are these holidays merely a question of different culture and tradition?
我们信仰就是常常要做一种不同形态的生活选择。
And for our faith, we need to make many different kinds of choices in our lifestyle.
因为我们的生活有圣经做我们的标准跟依据。
For in our life, we have the Bible as our guidance and principle.
所以今天早上想从圣经的观点来谈人间的节期。
So this morning, I'd like to share with you about the human holidays from the biblical perspective.
尤其我们来谈一谈圣诞节跟万圣节。
You would like to focus on Halloween and Christmas.
在谈人间节期之前呢，我想我们要谈三点。第一点，我们要谈到基督徒的一种生活形态是分别为圣的生活形态。
So before going to the holidays, there are three points I want to share with you. And first is that the lifestyle that a Christian should have.
我们再来谈下面的两个节期。
Then we will talk about the following two holidays.
我们再来看我们基督徒过的生活形态的确是不一样的。
So we'll discover that the lifestyle of a Christian is indeed different.
我们来看约翰福音的十七章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章的十五节。
John chapter 17, verse 15.
约翰福音十七章十五节十六节。
John chapter 17, verse 15, 16.
下一个 slide， 约翰福音十七章十五节十六节。
John 17 verse 15 to 16。
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。十六节。
16。
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。这两节经文告诉我们，我们是不离开世界，又不属于世界。
And here tells us we're not out of the world, but we're not of the world.
不离开世界代表我们要活在人群当中做光做盐。
Not being out of the world means we must live in this world as a light and salt.
不属世界是世界的王室魔鬼有一些不好的风俗习惯，我们不参与不相属。
And not of the world means that we will not participate in the evil things and the different cultures and traditions in this world.
这个就比较难了，因为在世界又不属世界。
And this is quite difficult because we are of the world, but we're not part of it.
We are in the world.
We're in the world, but we're not of the world.
我们处在城市又不沾灰尘。
And we live in the city, but we do not take part in the dust.
这个就是一个生活的选择。
And this is a choice in our life.
那圣经上一直教导我们呢，要过一种分别为圣的生活。
And the Bible teaches us to live a life of segregation.
为了让我们了解我们是不一样的，所以在旧约用很多生活的方法教我们要分别出来。
And for to teach us that we are different, the Old Testament has taught us many different methods.
比如说在旧约他们吃要跟异邦外邦人不一样。
For example, in the Old Testament, the Israelites have a different eating habit than the Gentiles.
所以猪肉他们不吃在旧约。
So they do not eat pork.
因为猪是杂食的，他也不懂得反刍。
For the pigs, they have a different digestive system.
是不洁净的。
And they're filthy.
鱼如果没有鳞也没有鳍也不可以吃。
And if the fish is without scales, you cannot eat of them.
所以鳗鱼在旧约也是不能吃的。
So there are certain fish that you cannot eat in the Old Testament.
那当然在新约我们就没有这种禁忌了。
And of course there are no such restrictions in the New Testament.
但在旧约这样的精神就是告诉我们要分别出来什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净的。
But this kind of spirit from the Old Testament only teaches that we must sanctify and segregate ourselves.
那除了食以外，食衣住行，衣也是一样哦，有些衣服他们也不可以穿的。
Apart from eating and drinking, there are certain types of clothes that they cannot wear as well.
比如说，麻跟棉呢、啊、合在一起织的布啊，他们就不能穿。
For example, a cloth that is made of,
我们看利未记十九章十九节。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记十九章十九节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 19.
利未记十九章十九节。
Leviticus 19, verse 19.
你们要守我的律例，不可叫你的牲畜与异类配合，不可用两样掺杂的种种你的地，也不可用两样掺杂的料做衣服穿在身上。所以你看到他们生活的细节有很多很非常非常细微的一些规定。
So you can see there are many details they must follow.
我们现在的人呢、啊，喜欢穿一种尼龙或者跟麻掺在一起的衣服。
So today we like to wear a type of clothing that is mixed of two materials.
我们会觉得这样比较舒服。
We feel it's more comfortable.
那但是在旧约啊，这个是不可以的。
But in the Old Testament, this is forbidden.
啊，这件衣服是麻的，就是麻；啊，棉的，就是棉。
If this is cotton, then let it be.
那同样一个，你工作啊，也不可以啊，两种种子同样的撒在一块地里面。
Same thing, when you work, you cannot plant two types of seeds in the same field.
啊，那个动物啊，也不可以。一种交配啊
，and you cannot mate two different kinds of animals.
啊，这个动物一种交配，有时候会生下奇怪的东西，有时候生不出来。
And sometimes when you mate different animals, it would be a different breed, or they cannot breed at all.
啊，所以这个在旧约为什么要这样的教导呢
？So why does the Old Testament teach such teachings?
就是跟我们讲要分别，我们过的生活要分别，一直提醒。在日常生活当中，一直提醒我们是要过分别的生活。
So it's to remind us that we must live a life of segregation today.
所以圣经上特别讲，我们是独居的民，不列在万民当中。
So the Bible tells us we're the one nation that is not named in all nations.
我们是在神眼前是一个圣洁的国度。
We're a holy nation in the eyes of God.
我们是有君尊祭司的一个国度。
And we are the nation of the holy priesthood.
我们是属神子民的一个国度。
And we are the children who belong to the kingdom of God.
所以在以色列人呢、啊，他们啊，像我们那些先祖啊，亚伯拉罕、约瑟。他们都被叫做希伯来人。
So for our forefathers Abraham or others, they were called Hebrews.
什么叫做希伯来人呢
？So what does it mean by Hebrew？
这句话就是他们是从大河那一边来的人。
It means that they came from the great rivers.
他们的穿着、他们的饮食、他们的思想、他们的文化、他们的价值、他们敬拜的神，统统不一样。
Their value, their clothing, and their lifestyle, everything they do is different.
所以今天我们旧约只是跟我们谈精神，我们要有同样的精神。
So the Old Testament shows us the spirit, and today we must follow the same spirit.
我们的价值不一样。
Our value may be different.
我们所拜的神不一样。
The God we worship is different.
我们是拜独一的真神的。
We worship the one true God.
我们是要遵守圣经的话语来过生活的一群人。
And we'll live our life according to the words of the Bible.
那在新约对于分别的这个思想也是很多时候跟我们这样提醒。
And the New Testament also reminds us of how we should live a life of segregation.
我们看罗马书的十二章第二节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章第二节。
Romans 12, verse 2.
不要笑话这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意啊，这边提到说我们呢、啊，要跟世上的人呢、啊，要有一个分别。
So here says we must have a difference between with the people of this world.
不要世上的人做什么，我们就跟着做什么。
We should not follow what the people of this world do.
我们心灵要跟着圣经来走，有一个变化。
Mind and spirit must transform according to the Bible.
你要生活当中常要去想什么是神那种纯全、可喜悦的那种善良的旨意。
And in our life, we must ponder upon what is the good and pleasing perfect will of God.
所以我们就来想这些节期哪一些是纯全善良神的旨意，我们真的可以来跟着做的。那哪一些真的不太合乎圣经的原则呢
？And let us think about what are the holidays that is pleasing to the will of God and what are not.
我们在美国的人间节期大概有几样的节期了啊。
There are several very important holidays in the United States.
比如说 Martin Luther King 哈。马丁路德的日子
For example, the Martin Luther Memorial Day
比如说总统节
Or President's Day
然后再来就是这个 Labor Day
Or Labor Day
不是 Memorial Day 哈。
Memorial Day。
啊，再来就是国庆日。
Then Independence Day。
再来就是劳动节。
And Labor Day。
啊，现在的这个万圣节。
And we have Halloween。
再来就是这个感恩节。
Thanksgiving。
再来圣诞节。
And we have Christmas。
那这些节日我们大概可以分成两类。
And we can split these holidays into two categories。
第一类就是没有任何宗教意义。的一种人间活动。
First is a holiday that has no religious backgrounds.
啊，比如说总统节啊，我们大家放个假啊，
example,
那也没有什么特别的宗教崇拜仪式。
For example, President say we might just take a day off without any religious activities.
也没有什么宗教的异教的背景跟这个节日有关系。
There is no any religion, religious activities affiliated with this holiday.
或者是劳工节也是一样，它都没有异教的一种背景在这里面。
Likewise with Labor Day, there is no religious.
那有些节日不但没有异教的背景在里面，有些节日是非常，就是它精神非常好。
And for some holidays, they not only not have any religious affiliation, the meaning is very.
比如说母亲节。
For example, Mother's Day.
这一天让我们来孝敬父母亲，这个是合乎圣经的。
And this is a day for us to honor our parents, and this is according to the Bible.
比如说感恩节。
For example, Thanksgiving.
大家能够彼此对神对人的一个感恩的活动，我也觉得这是很正面的。
I also feel this is a very positive holiday for us to remember the love of others.
那今天我们要特别来提两个跟异教背景比较有关系的节日。
Today I'd like to share with you two holidays that has a special affiliation with religion.
就是万圣节跟这个圣诞节。
And that is Halloween and Christmas.
我们从圣经来看一看，到底我们应该有什么样比较好的态度。
So we'd like to look from the Bible as to what kind of attitude we should have towards them.
这个什么叫异教背景？就是这个宗教，它这个节日的来源，他的眼镜其实跟拜鬼神是有关系的啦。
So, what I mean by they are affiliated with pagan worship is because they originated from worshiping demons.
那我们知道圣经有个观念，就是我们的神是非常忌邪的神。
And we have this concept of the Bible that God is a God who loves evil.
所以哥林多后书第六章在谈到黑暗跟光明没有什么相交。
Second Corinthians verse chapter 6 tells us light does not have anything to do with darkness.
有光的地方绝对没有黑暗。
Wherever there's light, there's no darkness.
偶像跟这个撒旦跟基督没有什么，也是没有什么相交。
And Satan
没有什么相通。
Satan has no relation to Christ.
那个撒旦就是抵挡神的意思啊，抵挡者的意思啊。
Satan means defender of God.
Resist.
Resist.
那是抵挡神的，怎么会跟神能够相通呢？
So how can one who resists God have any relation to God?
偶像的殿跟神的殿也没有什么相通啊。
Likewise, there is no relation to the temple of God and to idol.
我们来到神这里，我们没有看到偶像。我们的神是一个无形的，用心灵跟诚实来敬拜的。
When we come here, we see no idol, for our God is God whom we worship with truth and spirit.
但是你到那个偶像殿里面去啊，大尊小尊一个一个你都看得到，都要膜拜。
But when you go into the temple, you see many idols, large and small.
所以圣经特别记载啊，我们要有一个这样对这种偶像的崇拜、异教的一种崇拜，要有一种比较敏感的心。
So the Bible teaches that we must have a sensitive attitude toward these kind of pagan rituals of worship.
我们来看一下哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们刚刚读的就是这一节哈，我们来读十六节到十八节。
Let's read verse 16 to 18.
第六章十六节到十八节。
Second Corinthians 6 verse 16 to 18.
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说：“我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神。”他们要做我的子民，十七节。
17.
又说：“你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不可沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。”十八节。
18.
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的啊。前面提到这个黑暗呐、光明都 基督啦、比列啦、偶像啦，跟神的殿都没有什么相同的啦。
Here mentions that the light, darkness, or Christ and Belial have no fellowship with one another.
那所以我们一定要从他们当中出来。
So we must depart from them.
那神就会接纳我们。
And God will accept us.
啊，他就做我们的父。
And He'll be our Father.
而我们就做他的儿女啊。
We shall be His sons and daughters.
那再来，我们来谈一谈，那到底万圣节跟这个偶像崇拜啊，或者是异教有什么关系呢
？So let us talk about what does Halloween have to do with pagan worship or worshiping idols.
这个万圣节是10月31号，昨天是11月31号。
So you know Halloween is on October 31st, and that was yesterday.
这个在爱尔兰人有一个族啊，他们啊，在这一天呐、啊，有一些特别的节庆。
So there is this tribe in Ireland that on this certain day they have this ritual.
他们认为10月31号就是夏天的结束，冬天的开始。
They feel that October 31st is the end of summer and the beginning of winter.
那冬天的开始就是黑暗掌权，也就是鬼活动的时间。
So the beginning of winter is also the beginning of the rule of Satan.
所以其实这个万圣节另外一个名称就叫做鬼节。
So another name for Halloween actually day of the ghosts.
或者是叫死人的日子。
The days of the dead.
所以你看为什么他们要化妆戴面具呢
？And that is why we see them put makeups on and put masks on.
他们的化妆戴面具啊，其实就是为了要吓鬼的。
And that is to scare away the demons and ghosts.
鬼来了很可怕，你比他更可怕，他就被你吓走了。
So after the demons come, if you're scarier than them, then they'll be scared away.
所以他们那个服装有时候是这个死人骨头。有时候是猫，有时候是巫婆。
So sometimes they might wear costumes of skeletons or witches or other monsters.
那为什么会有这个会有这种 trick or treat 呢
？And why is there such thing as trick or treating？
其实，在古代，他们这些民族啊，他们就是要请鬼吃东西的，所以在外面摆一些食物，那鬼来呢，他就可以吃东西的。
And what happens is in old times, in ancient times, they want to treat the demons who come, so they put foods out for them to eat.
那为什么会有一个南瓜灯里面有蜡烛呢
？So why is there a pumpkin with light inside of it?
其实，在爱尔兰那个地方没有什么这种南瓜，他们是一种比较大的，像我们这种也不算菜头了哈，就是一个比较大的一个根的植物啊，他们也在上面雕刻，在里面点蜡烛。
So where pumpkin come from is back in Ireland, they do not use pumpkins, but they use another type where they do carve and put candles inside.
那他们把这个植物啊雕刻得很丑，点蜡烛也是用来吓鬼的。
And they carve in a very cunning face, so it's also to scare away the demons.
那所以我们今天这个爱尔兰人他们移民到美国的时候，把这种节气带到美国来。
So today, after Irish have immigrated to the United States, they brought their traditions to the states.
他们就用南瓜，因为南瓜比那种根的植物啊，那种东西更好用啊，所以就用南瓜来代替了。
So instead of what they used to use back home, they use pumpkins.
那当天主教传到这样国家的时候
，And when Catholicism was preached to those nations,
当然天主教也知道说啊、因为早期就一个教会就是天主教了哦。
And we know the ancient churches were Catholics.
那他们就觉得这样不对，可是要怎么样改变他们的做法呢
？So they knew it was not right, but what did they do to change them?
他们就 adopt， 英文叫 adopt， 就是把这个节日。接收过来，但是把它的意义稍微改了一下子，这样子。
So they actually adopted this holiday and instead just changed the meaning a little bit.
他说我们这一天呢、啊、不是用来吓鬼的，我们这一天呢、啊、是用来纪念那一些圣徒的亡魂呐、啊，那一些啊被杀的古圣徒的亡魂呐、啊，因为一样的，他们也是魂会出来啊。
So today you actually say that this is not a day to scare away the demon, rather it's a day to commemorate the martyred souls of the ancient saints.
所以 Halloween 其实那原来的意思就是 All Hallow Eve， 哦 ，All 就是所有的 Hallow， 所有的人都要把它尊为圣。Hallow 就是 Hallow be thy name， 你的名为圣那个字，哦，那个要尊为圣。所以 All Hallow 就是每一个万圣，每一个圣人。的一个晚上或是一个节日这样子，每一个死去的圣人，天主教把死去的对教会有贡献的当成圣人嘛，所以每一个死去的圣人的鬼魂的一个尊敬这样子，灵魂的尊敬这样子。
So the original meaning of Halloween was All Hallow means to hallow everyone, all the saints who have once contributed to Catholic Church and deem them as saints. 哦，
那现在我们再谈一谈，那我们现在知道它是这样来的，那为什么我们站在圣经立场觉得这样？ 这个节日不好呢？不要跟着一起做，要分别出来呢？
Now we know the origin of this holiday, and from the biblical perspective, why is it that we must be separated from this holiday?
我们看马太福音六章的第九节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
马太福音六章的第九节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
六章第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
请你读。
Verse 9, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
这个我们都很会背 hallowed be thy name. Hallow, 就是 Halloween 那个字，就是万圣的那个圣那个字。但是圣只有归一个人的名字而已，不是万圣。圣是归神的名，愿人都尊你的名为圣。所以我们反对是怎么可以拜这个万圣呢？怎么可以崇拜呢？甚至这个崇拜鬼神呢？这些鬼的东西呢？因为那个是这样把它接收过来的。
So we just know this word hollow is the original root for Halloween, and this hollow only can be made onto one name, and that is God. So how can we worship and deem others as holy?
我们很多人大概是从东方的社会来的。
Yeah, many of us came from the Eastern countries.
我们做一个假设，比如说我小弟从台湾来，我在台湾呢。七月份农历七月也叫做鬼节啦。
So let us make an assumption for myself. Came from Taiwan in July in Taiwan. We know this is the day of the ghost.
那你道理传，比如说道理传到台湾，那为了要迎合台湾人这种习俗的观念，你可以跟大家讲说没有关系哦，我们七月一号我们也来游行。
So after the truth has been preached to Taiwan, in order to accommodate their needs, you can also tell them it's okay for us to have a parade on Halloween.
但是哦，你们做七爷八爷哦，这个不是真的在走七爷八爷哦，不是正在走那个东西哦。你们要纪念那些死去的，比如说张林生啦、张巴喇巴啦、魏保罗啦，我们要纪念他们的亡魂呐。
But when you're parading, you're not actually worshiping the idols. Instead, you're commemorating the martyred souls of Barnabas Chain or others. Or from.
但七爷八爷照 parade 哦，照行哦，照游行哦。
But you will still go parading.
这样对吗
？So is this right?
我想大家都很同意，这个是怎么可以跟鬼相交呢
？So I believe,
怎么可以跟鬼那种 associate 跟他有一个联合跟他有一个掺杂呢
？So I believe all of us can think how is it possible that we can possibly fellowship with demons?
我小时候最怕的就是看到这个七爷八爷游行。
And when I was young, I was very afraid to see these demons or people disguised as demons parading.
我记得有一次，不晓得老师带我们去演出，然后带我们去参观一个庙。我小小的不晓得，就跟着去了。
So one time we were on a field trip, and the teacher took us to a little temple.
我进那个庙里面一看，哇，怎么有长得这个样子的？我回家好几个晚上睡不着觉。
So when I
那个很多很多那个很多很奇奇怪怪的雕刻啦，让你会觉得很恶心啊，会很恐怖那种感觉。
So when I went into a temple, I saw many scary-looking idols that caused nightmares for several days.
后来我长大之后，每当我觉得我有什么做错事情，我都会做同样一个梦啊。
So when I was older, whenever I feel like I've done something wrong, I would have this dream all the time.
就是我迷失在偶像的那个那种七爷八爷那种很可怕的那偶像脸的那种游行里面，我走不出来啦。然后就这样惊醒了。
That would be lost in this parade of these fierce-looking idols, and I could not get out of it.
那所以今天我们要想，万圣节另外一个名就是鬼节。
So today we must know that Halloween, the other name for Halloween is the day of ghosts.
或者是死人的日子。
Or the days of the dead.
那所以我们要让我们的孩子，我们一个拜神的人参与这样的一个活动吗
？So we allow our children and God, someone who belongs to God, to participate in such activities.
其实这个节期很多的所谓的看圣，然后很多的一些迷信呢。
And we know that there are many superstitions that go along with this holiday.
在这个节期里面，爱尔兰人呢，他们有时候他们会把小朋友会把眼睛蒙起来，然后让他们去选。一个碟子。
So during Halloween, sometimes the Irish would blindfold their children and allow them to pick up certain plates.
有的碟子是装水，有的碟子装豆子，有的碟子呢可能装钱呢。
And some plates are filled with money or beans or water.
那这个节期如果他闭着眼睛摸到水的，就是你要眼行啊。
So when they're blindfolded, if they touch water, it means
going far away.
That means they have to go far away.
摸到豆代表你这辈子吃豆的，这个穷，你以后会很穷了。
And if they touch beans, it means they will be poor for the rest of their lives.
你摸到钱代表你会发财了。
If you touch money, it means you will become wealthy.
他们有一个传说，就是你在一个黑暗的房间里面，你从镜子里面可以看到未来的配偶。
And there's also a tale that if you look in the mirror, you can see your future spouse.
那至于你有看到很多这种迷信啊，跟着这个节气在走。
So we can see there are many superstitions that follow this holiday.
其实现代还有一种现代的巫师啊，哦。
Even until today, they have certain kind of witches.
Modern day witches, 他们也是利用这个节日啊，他们在麻州啊聚集在一起。Massachusetts,
and they use this holiday to gather in Massachusetts.
他们就是点那一种以前那个爱尔兰人他们那个族所点的那一种火啊，然后烧牲畜，然后呢就在那边 chanting 哦，在那边就是做法。
So they would light the kind of fire they used back in Ireland and sacrifice animals and do chants.
那在拜罗马古代那些女神啊，那些神子啊。
And they would be worshiping the goddesses of the Romans.
所以现在人也是利用这个节日做这个事情的。
So many people also use this holiday to do such practices.
您知道现在的人有一种教叫做撒旦教。
And do you know that there is a denomination by the name of Satanism?
他们也把10月31日作为他们所有节期当中最高的日子。
And they also use, they deem October 31st as the one of their most important holidays.
所以应该这个节气不是让我们小孩子高高兴兴的这样子啊，跟着一起玩，这样很 innocent, 一个无伤大雅的日子，应该不是这样子的。
So this holiday, Halloween, shouldn't be treated as a very innocent holiday where we allow our children to play along with others.
跟早期的移民来到这里，我们不晓得做什么样的选择。
For the earlier immigrants here, we do not know what kind of choices you have made.
所以一个女执事啊，她也觉得这是无伤大雅的日子，让孩子出去玩一玩有什么不好呢？
Even one of the deaconess felt this is there's no harm to let your children to go out and play.
这个后来她让她的女儿出去跟人家trick or treat.
And one time she allowed her daughter to go out to trick or treat.
那结果她的女儿回来马上生病了。
Then once her daughter came home, she became ill right away.
那奇怪的生病哦，然后再祷告为她祷告。
And very strangely, she prayed for her daughter's illness.
可是祷告不好，不晓得什么原因。
But she does not know the reason why she wouldn't get well.
后来他们就求问神了。
Then they sought after God.
结果在祷告当中啊，他把眼睛睁开啊，就在异象当中看到他的女儿叫 Serena， 她的脸变成一个巫师巫婆叫做 Sabrina 的脸了。
So in her vision, she opened her eyes and saw that the face of her daughter actually transformed to this witch called Sabrina.
那他就知道说，原来啊，神是忌邪的神，不要跟我们。在社会上啊，跟这些活动有一些相交。
And then she realized that God is God who detests evil, so they should not associate with evil things of this earth.
所以我们生活上也应该做一个选择。
So we too must make a choice in our lives.
那我们再来谈一谈圣诞节。
And let us now talk about Christmas.
圣诞节在基督教的国家似乎是一个相当有意义的节日。
Christmas seems as a very meaningful holiday in the Christian world.
因为它是用来纪念耶稣的生日。
Because this is a holiday they used to commemorate the birth of Christ.
但是如果仔细查考，其实这个节日也是有异教的背景。
But if you look into detail, this holiday also has some religious background.
其实现在这个资料非常方便哦，如果你有网络哦，你去找，有找可以找到很多很多的资料。
If you have internet access, then you can find many information regarding this holiday.
那圣诞节。也是第四世纪的时候呢，天主教去 adopt 一个去adopt 一个异教的节日来的。
And Christmas is also a pagan holiday that the Catholics adopted back in the 4th century.
在网址里面有一个网站叫做 Catholic Encyclopedia， 就是天主教的百科全书。
And on the internet, there's a Catholic Encyclopedia.
第一行他就在介绍这个圣诞节的来临。
And the first line introduces the origin of Christmas.
他说在第一到第二世纪啊，在有一个教父啊，叫 Irenaeus 艾任纽啊，他这个人还有第二世纪到第三世纪有一个叫Tertullian 这个人啊，就是一到二、二到三这两个就是在神学上面呢，就是一个早期的教父的一些代表，他们所列的宗教节日都没有圣诞节。
So from the first to second century, there's a person named Irenaeus, and third century called Tertullian. And in their, they were theologians, but in the recording, there were no records of Christmas.
啊，甚至有一个人叫做 Oregon 哦，奥利冈啊，这个人呢，他甚至提到啊，这个庆生啊，在旧约圣经上里面庆生的人，大部分都是不好的人。
And this person, Oregon, he actually recorded that those who celebrated this holiday were considered evil people in the Bible.
所以没有错，虽然天主教不承认，你如果看到王子，他会觉得他不认为，圣诞节是跟异教有关系的节日。
So even though the Catholic do not associate a Christmas with pagan worship,
但是他承认这是在第四纪才有的东西。
But they admitted that this is something that came after the 4th century.
啊，他的教皇也谈到说，我们的耶稣啊，就像太阳一样，因为其实这个异教原来12月25日是在拜太阳的一个日子。
And their Pope actually declared that Lord Jesus just like the sun god.
啊，太阳可以征服万物啊，所以我们的耶稣也可以征服万物，所以同一个生日没有关系的了。
For the sun can encompass all things, so same thing with Lord Jesus. It's okay for them to celebrate the same birthday.
那这异教徒早期他们做些什么事情呢
？So what did the pagans do in earlier times?
12月12日到12月17日啊，是他们罗马人狂欢的日子啊。12月17到12月25啊，这几天是罗马人狂欢的日子。
From December 17 to 25 is the days when the Romans go wild, celebrate.
他们的法庭通通关起来的。
All their courts are closed.
啊，他们在这一天呢、啊，为了这个驱逐黑暗的权势力啊，他们有时候会献祭一个人。
In order to cast out the control or the dominion of darkness, they will even sacrifice one person.
啊，他们啊狂欢有时候就是会饮酒，会纵欲。啊，甚至啊，在街上啊，没有穿衣服唱歌啊。
In their acts of festivities, they would parade naked or drink wine or commit sexual acts.
但是后来，当教会传到这个地方的时候
，after church has been preached to this area,
你要叫他们不要在这一段时间不狂欢吗
？Can you tell them not to celebrate during that period of time?
我们知道那个时候国王已经承认基督教了，已经没有逼迫了，所以政教已经差不多合一了，所以教会跟政府就有权利来讨论怎么样啊统一节期、改变节期，或者是啊把这个异邦的节期把它接收过来。
And so we know Christianity has already been accepted, so now they have to decide whether they should accept this pagan worship as well.
所以啊，麻州的University of Massachusetts 一位教授，他在历史教授他就提到说，后来教会虽然提到说，那么这一天呢，我们就把它定为耶稣基督的日子，那也允许他们去庆祝。
So a professor from University of Massachusetts actually said that on that day they set it as
耶稣的生日了
，the birthday of Jesus Christ，
啊，允许他们去庆祝
，and they allow them to celebrate on that day。
但是老百姓所庆祝的方法跟以前庆祝太阳神的方法是一模一样的。
But the way the people worship was the same as the way they worship the sun god。
所以其实，在历史上啊，早期的清教徒啊，也啊，他们甚至把也是禁止他们的清教徒啊来庆祝圣诞节。
So we know in the earlier days, the Puritans have forbidden their members to worship Christmas.
那后来怎么样加上圣诞树的呢
？So how did the Christmas tree come
about? 其实这都是异教来的。
Now these came from pagan worship.
你在圣经上绝对找不到圣诞老人跟圣诞树。
Nowhere in the Bible can you find Santa Claus or the Christmas tree.
其实圣诞树啊，就是一种敬拜偶像的一种方法。
In actuality, worshiping a Christmas tree is a way of worshiping idols.
因为以前我们都知道，我们中国人也拜神木，不是说。不一定拜了，我们也把它叫神木。但在古代里面呢、啊，真的有人拜树啊，拜树当神的。
We know in the ancient days, some people even worship those ancient trees.
啊，他们会把这棵树雕刻，用很多装饰，那当成一个神来敬拜。
And they decorate and carve on this tree and worship it as a god.
那所以这是太阳神，是他们狂的日子，又把那个异教崇拜带进来，所以他们也把圣诞树引进来了。
So since they have brought in the pagan worship of this worshiping sun god, they also brought in this worship of worshiping trees.
我们看耶利米书十章的一到五节。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10.
耶利米书十章一到五节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 to 5.
耶利米书十章一到五节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 to 5.
以色列啊，要听主对你们所说的话。第二节。
Verse 2.
主如此说：你们不要笑话列国的行为，也不要为天象惊慌。因为列国为此惊慌。第三节，众民的风俗是虚空的，他们在树林中用斧子砍伐一棵树，匠人右手工造成， 那个偶像点点点，就是原文没有偶像，就是你到森林里面去砍一棵树哈，然后匠人呢就用手工了，把它砍起来了，把它造成了哦。
So they cut a tree out of the forest and craftsmen shape it with his chisel.
哦，对不对哈？因为是这样写的嘛哈。那第四节
，Verse four，
他们就用金银装饰，用钉子和锤子钉纹，使它不摇动。第五节
，Verse five，
它好像是棕树，是炫成的，不能说话，不能行走，必须有人抬着。你们不要怕它。它不能降祸，也无力降雨。这个就是在谈这个圣诞树，不是吗？
Here it describes a Christmas tree.
但是有一些装饰在上面的，
and there's some kind of door, decoration.
就是棕树的。
And that is for the.
第五节是棕树，是不是？
It's for the
palm tree.
Palm tree.
是不是？
Pine tree.
Pine tree. Pine tree. 哦 ，pine tree. 那他说你不用怕它了。
He says do not fear them.
啊，它不会降福，也不会降祸的。
And they cannot do harm, nor can they do any good.
所以在基督教里面。圣经历史里面哦，你绝对找不到什么有一棵树用来纪念耶稣的，没有这样的东西了。
So nowhere in the history of the Christianity can you find where they use a tree to worship Christ.
这完全是异教的崇拜。
And these are purely pagan worship.
那再来，圣诞老人也是一样，你身上绝对找不到圣诞老人。
And same thing with Santa Claus. Nowhere in the Bible can you find him.
圣诞老人原来是在纪念一个天主教的主教，叫做 Santa Nicholas. Saint Nicholas.
And where Santa Claus comes from, it was a commemoration of a saint by the name of Saint Nicholas.
那这个人大概做得不错，大家就要纪念他。
He must have done well, therefore people remember.
那问题是这个Saint Nicholas 呢，他对这个人的尊敬后来传到北方啊，又跟北方的异教结合在一起，所以变成他把他改名字就是 Santa Claus， 然后再来呢，就给他一个雪橇咯，就给他一个这些麋鹿咯，那很多传说，这个完全是异教的一些传说。
So after this honoring of this person has been preached to the north, they also combine it with pagan worship. Therefore, the Santa Claus form, they gave him a sled and also a few reindeers.
所以，如果你到网络上，你真的可以找到很多很多的资料。
So indeed, if you go online, you can find many, many information.
很多人赞成。
Many people agree.
很多人反对。
Many people also disagree.
尤其是犹太教跟新教很多的作者，他们都反对这个圣诞节。是一个真的值得我们纪念的节日。
Especially the Protestants and Jews, they disagree that Christmas is a worthwhile
holiday. 但无论是天主教、新教或是犹太教的学者，他们有一个共同的认识。
But whether it's the theologians of the Jews or Catholics or Protestants, they have the same realization.
就是耶稣诞生的日子绝对不可能12月25日。
That the birth of Jesus Christ cannot be on December 25th.
那赞成的人就说：“反正没有讲嘛，我们就随便写一个日子，那没有关系啊。反正不知道就随便写个日子，然后来庆祝，不是很好吗？”
And for those who agree, they would just say, "Why not? If it is not written, and we can just implement a date and celebrate it."
我们觉得圣经真是一本很好玩的就是很有趣的书啦哦。
Indeed, the Bible is a very interesting book.
那个彼得他们去捕鱼啊，153条这样细节的事情都把它写出来。
The Bible even records the details of how Peter and them caught 153.
偏偏就不把耶稣的生日记载下来。
But no matter what, they did not record the birth of Jesus Christ.
怎么捕鱼捕几条你都写？耶稣是神，怎么这么重要的日子你不把日子不把它记载下来呢？
And how can you record the number of fish they caught and not record such important day as the birth of
Christ? 其实圣经里面有一个很重要的就是告诉我们说，其实耶稣是天上来的神。
And a very important teaching from the Bible is that Lord Jesus is the God who came from heaven.
我们来看箴言30章第6节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30 verse 6.
箴言30章第6节。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 6.
箴言30章第6节。
Proverbs 30 verse 6.
30章第5节
30 verse 5
神的言语句句都是念经的投靠他的他变作他们的盾牌第六节
verse 6
他的言语你不可加添恐怕他责备你你就显为说谎的我们身上的话句句都是念经的
so you know every word of God is flawless
所以如果圣经上没有记载的一定有它特别的意思我们就不要故意去加添
and there must be a reason to why certain things are not recording in the Bible
因为恐怕他会责备我们那神一定有个意思为什么不把他的生日跟我们讲耶稣的生日一定有个意思的为什么不来跟我们讲呢
and there must be a reason why God did not tell us the birth day
我们再来看启示录22章18节
let's turn to Revelation Chapter 22, verse 18. 19.
我向这一切听见这树上预言的做见证。若有人在这预言上加添什么， 神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上，十九节。
19.
这书上的预言，若有人删去什么，神必从书上所写的生命树和圣神删去他的份。啊，无论是箴言、旧约，无论是新约，都告诉我们说，我们对神的话要有一个相当严谨的态度。
So whether it's the Old or New Testament, it teaches that we must have a very solemn attitude toward the Bible.
身上有的，我们可以找借口不去做。
Whatever is written in the Bible, we cannot find excuse to not do.
没有的，我们不要去做。
Whatever is not there, we must not do.
那为什么圣经故意不把耶稣生日跟我们讲呢？
Why did the Bible purposely not tell us the date of Jesus' birth?
我们来看希伯来书七章第三节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 3.
希伯来书七章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 3.
七章第三节。
Hebrews 7:3.
他无父无母。无主仆，无生之死，无命之终，乃与神的儿子相似。神的儿子就是耶稣基督。
So the Son of God is Lord Jesus Christ.
这么提到旧约有一个叫麦基洗德。
You mentioned that there's a name person by the name of Melchizedek.
突然之间出现在亚伯拉罕面前。
He suddenly appeared in front of Abraham.
他到底是谁呢？
Who was he?
圣上讲啊，他就是神的祭司，永生神的祭司。
The Bible describes he was the eternal priest of God.
啊，特别提到他无父无母，无生之死，无命之终。
Here says without father and mother, without genealogy, without beginning or end of life.
像神的儿子一样。
He's likened to the Son of
God. 告诉我们什么呢？
So what does it tell us?
神的儿子就是神本身来到人间，他没有生的开始，也没有命的结束。
The Son of God is God coming to this world himself. He has no life or death.
所以在启示录很多地方啊，我们复活的主耶稣啊，他都怎么样介绍自己呢？
So how did our Lord Jesus describe himself in the Revelation?
他说我是首先的，我是末后的。
He said I'm Alpha and Omega.
用现在的话来讲，就是我是 A 也是 Z， 我是 Alpha 也是 Omega， 就是我是第一个也是最后的。
That he is beginning and he's the end.
那你怎么样纪念他的生日呢？他是自有拥有的啊，你怎么纪念他的生日呢？
So how can you commemorate his birthday when he is everlasting?
所以他故意不让我们来纪念他的生日。
So he purposely not let us remember
his birthday. 所以找遍圣经没有一个经文告诉我们说我们要纪念耶稣的生日。
So nowhere in the Bible tells us to commemorate the birthday of Christ.
反而要我们叫我们常常要思念耶稣基督的死跟他的复活。
Instead, it tells us to commemorate the resurrection and death of Christ.
所以我们就不私定节日了，不自己定一个节日了。
So we will not set a holiday for ourselves.
我们看列王记上的十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王记上十二章。
1 Kings chapter 12.
32节33节。
Verse 32 to 33.
十二章32节33节。
Chapter 12 verse 32 to 33.
十二章三十二节三十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 32.
耶罗波安定八月十五日为节期，像在犹大的节期一样，自己上祭坛献祭。他在伯特利也这样，向他所住的牛犊献祭，又将立为丘坛的祭司安置在伯特利。三十三节。
33.
他在八月十五日，就是他私自所定的月日，为以色列人立节期的日子。在伯特利上坛烧香哈，这么提到啊，有一个神所讨厌的，本来爱他的，但他做王之后就不听神的话的啊，这个以色列王叫做约罗波安。
So we can see a king by the name of Jeroboam, whom God loved in the beginning, yet loathed.
啊，为了政治啊的目的啊，让了以色列百姓不到南部去拜神，他在北方啊就施设日子。施设啊牛犊。
And for political reason, for the Israel not to go down to the south, he instituted altar in the north.
啊，就自己定节日了。
He set a fast, holiday for himself.
哦，所以八月十五号像犹大的节期一样哦，所以这个好像就是定了一个耶稣的生日，像太阳神的生日一样，也就是十二月二十五号。
So he set on the August 15th, just like in the holiday in Judah, just like Christmas.
那我们知道耶罗波安是神所不喜悦的人呐。
And we know Jeroboam was someone displeased by God.
下一章就谈到啊，神在啊谈到他的祸果非常的不好。
And the next chapter describes his tragic ending.
那这样子，我们再来想想这两个节日哈。
And let us now ponder upon these two holidays.
有人会想说，其实我是 innocent 啊，真的有什么不好呢？我真的没有想要哦去敬拜鬼神呐、啊，我就是让孩子。穿个漂漂亮亮的，好奇好奇，享受享受，这个有什么不好的事情呢？
And some might wonder that these two holidays are so innocent. All we want to do is to dress our children up in costumes and go out to play.
那个圣诞节嘛，何况是纪念耶稣日子，我家里弄个圣诞树，这到底有什么不对呢？
And same thing, Christmas is a day to worship Lord Jesus, and I simply decorate Christmas
tree. 我的心都没有异教崇拜的观念呢，我只是拜耶稣而已啊。
And nowhere in my heart is it for the purpose of worship, pagan worshiping. It's only for Christ.
圣诞不是讲说哦，你不要一天到晚像法利赛人哦，只重视这个外表，不重视内。
And then the Bible teaches to not be like the Pharisee to only emphasize on the outside and not the heart.
耶稣不是说你不要只洗那个杯盘的外面，更要洗杯盘的里面吗？
Then Lord Jesus tells us not to only wash the outside of the utensils but also the inside.
耶稣不是说你不要光有这个敬虔的外貌，要有敬虔的实在吗？
Then the Lord Jesus also teaches not to have a devout appearance but have a devout inner heart.
不管他怎么来的啦。
So regardless of what their
origins are, 我只要纪念耶稣基督这样就好了。
As long as I'm worshiping Lord
Jesus, 我只要好玩就好了。
As long as I'm having fun,
我只要有社区精神就好了。
As long as I have that spirit, it's fine.
Community spirit,
that community spirit, then it's fine.
我那这样是不是因为这样子我们就可以来参与这两个节日呢？
And just because of that, does it allow us to participate in those two holidays?
我们可能要再仔细思想一下。
Maybe we have to think a little bit more.
有敬虔的外貌，没有敬虔的内心是不对的。
It is wrong to have devout appearance, but not a devout heart.
但是不代表有敬虔的内心就不要注重没有敬虔的外貌。
But it does not mean that having a devout heart means you don't have to pay attention to your appearance.
洗杯子的里面是重要的。
It's important to wash the inside of
the utensils. 但不代表因为洗杯子里面很重要，我外面我就可以给它弄得很脏。
But it does not mean you can leave the outside of the cup dirty.
你说我们这样做，我们的心没有那样想就可以了吗？
And can you say it is fine as long as we have no guilty conscience in our hearts?
如果把这个用到极致，这是很危险的一个逻辑。
So if you put that to extreme, this is a very dangerous logic.
你知道很多人他们去换淫乱，他们说我的心没有跟他，我没有爱他，我只是一个肉体的行为啊，只是一个外在的行为啊，我的心没有换淫乱啊。他的肉体跟心灵是分开的。
And when people commit sexual immorality, they say that it's only an action of the heart. It has nothing to do with their mental status.
我外表虽然这样做，但是我的心不是，我的心只有爱我太太而已啊。
Even though I commit this on the outside appearance, but in my heart, I only love my wife.
这是外面的啦，这是洗外面的，这不用洗没有关系啦。
I only have to wash my outside appearance and not the inward.
这个观念也是，有时候我们遇到一些朋友跟我讲说，我拜偶像有什么关系呢？
And this can be seen. Some of our friends, they say, what's wrong with worshiping idols?
因为我的心实在是在纪念我的先人，那个只是一个提醒而已啊，我不是真正在拜偶像呢。
For my heart is commemorating my loved ones who have passed away.
我的心我是在想我纪念孝顺我的父母亲啊。
In my heart, I'm honoring my parents.
如果我们把这个外在的行为跟内在的世界把它分离的话，我们很容易走进去，就是像天主教一样，没有关系的。耶稣跟偶像可以合在一起的，太阳也是耶稣啦，反正太阳可以控制一切，耶稣也可以这样子。你把异教的崇拜跟我们的这个天上圣神崇拜分在一起。
So if you do not separate the outside from the inside, then we easily be like Catholics, where we can combine any pagan worship.
这样到最后真的拜偶像也没有关系啦。
Until the very end, it is even okay for you to worship idols.
找妓女也没有关系啦。
It's okay to go find prostitutes.
所以大家可以再想一想。
So all of us can take some time to think about it again.
主耶稣怎么教导我们的？
How did Lord Jesus teach us?
当然我们要重视内在。
Of course, we must pay attention to our inward.
但是我们内心想的是什么？我们嘴巴说的就是什么。
But whatever our heart thinks, our mouth will say.
我们行为做的就是什么。
And what our deeds would be.
我们既然有敬畏神的心。
And since we have a God-fearing heart.
这两个节日又跟这个异教崇拜有这么深的渊源。
And these two holidays have such deep relation to pagan worship.
而且耶稣圣经上里面真的找不到，连天主教的王子都跟我们讲。真的4月25日很难呐、那主耶稣很难在那一天生了、
Indeed, even within the Bible, we cannot find a date where Lord Jesus was born.
所以我们愿主耶稣感动我们的心，做一个正确的选择。
So may God touch and move our hearts so we can make that right decision.
能够看清楚人间的节期到底什么一回事。
So we can see clearly what the holidays are all about.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May God bless all of us.
我们来唱诗500首。
Let's sing hymn 500.